Judiciary Committee to order to hear AB 2764, and let's call the roll on the quorum, please.
Corbett?
Here.
Corbett here. Harmon? Hancock?
Here.
Hancock here. Leno?
Here.
Leno here. Walters?
Here.
Walters here.
Good morning, Assemblymember Fuhr. How are you?
Fine, thank you very much.
Good. And you're here to present AB 2764, the State Bar Act Fees Bill?
Indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, members of the committee. This is a non-controversial bill. It's the annual Judiciary Committee bill that relates to the State Bar. And in close collaboration with the chair of this committee, we have fashioned a bill that does several things. First, it maintains membership dues at the current rate. Second, it allows members of the bar to set aside 2% of their dues, $10, to deal with a crisis. And the crisis is that legal services organizations that without charge assist people who are grappling with unlawful foreclosures, who are losing their health care, and who can't afford a lawyer, that universe of people is turning to programs that do not have money anymore. Because of the dramatic diminution in interest rates and other sources of funds, these organizations are laying off people at just the time when they're needed the most. The next thing the bill does is it creates a task force that will be helpful within the State Bar to assure that the State Bar is doing everything it can to protect the public and do so as vigorously as possible. And finally, especially in the environment in which we're operating today, and importantly, says the State Bar must be fully transparent in the manner in which it compensates its staff and describe publicly what that compensation is. Just like members of our staffs have their compensation known, so too should members of the bar staff. Again, I appreciate very much the close collaboration with the committee chair and urge your support for the bill.
Thank you very much. Let's hear from your witnesses in support.
Jennifer Wada on behalf of the State Bar of California. We do support the amendments. We are committed to enhancing public protection and believe that the task force will do that. The State Bar is already in the process of trying to get everything ready for that task force to get off the ground right away. And we also strongly support funding for legal services. We understand that the significant need there is there. So we strongly urge your aye vote.
Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, members, good morning. Ed Howard, Senior Counsel with the Center for Public Interest Law, also in support. We also want to highlight the reason we're supporting the bill is in particular is because of the task force created, the Governance and the Public Interest Task Force. This is particularly important and welcome because unlike every other major licensed profession, doctors, accountants, you name it, lawyers such as myself and a lot of us here are regulated by a board that is elected by other lawyers. So you have a board that is accountable to the people it is supposed to regulate, unlike other licensing professions whose appointees are made by this body or by the governor and hence the public. The analysis does a good job of talking about just a few of the long-standing and lingering issues surrounding the operation and performance of the State Bar where its effectiveness on consumer protection principles is concerned. And we hope that this Governance and the Public Interest Task Force and the Bar's embracing of it foreshadows a new commitment on behalf of this legislature to look in detail in the future about the State Bar's operations, how it's working now, and how it can better protect consumers in the future. So
thank
with that, we support. Thank you.
So we've had our two main witnesses. Other witnesses in support?
Hi, Michael Martinez here on behalf of the Legal Aid Association of California and more than 80 of its member organizations throughout the state of California. Just absolutely in strong support of this bill, especially the most recent amendments that will provide much needed funding to legal aid organizations throughout the state in the given the state of the current economy and the decrease in the IALTA revenues and the Justice Gap Fund. So ask for your aye vote. Thank you.
And thank you for your important work during these tough economic times. Thank you. Thank you very much. We have a motion. I think we may still have some people speaking in support, and I don't know if we have opposition. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Is it on?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Margaret Johnson with Disability Rights California, and I'm here in support of the bill. As you've heard from other people who have testified, the decrease in funding for legal services is really hitting a lot of us very hard. I represent an organization that works for people with disabilities, and the cuts that we're sustaining in the IALTA funds may mean that we have to lay people off and we'll provide less services. So I think this is a good resolution to try and help those programs out, such as my own. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. Any other witnesses in support? Do we have any opposition? All right, I have two quick questions. I know we have a motion. Just to make this abundantly clear, Assemblymember Feuer, the ability to designate $10 for legal services is a voluntary designation.
Correct.
That's correct. And then the task force, this is something I think that has been long in coming. Historically, is this the first time we've had this sort of task force?
Well, the bar has had task forces over the years on multiple topics. This is the first time it's been focused in this way.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay. Thank you. Yes. Senator Hancock?
As a non-lawyer, the term the IALTA funds have been covered. I'm not sure what that is.
There has been for 20-some-odd years in California a fund that derives from interest on lawyers' trust accounts. When clients set us give money to lawyers, it is set aside in a trust account, and those accounts bear interest. The interest on those accounts doesn't really belong either to the client or to the lawyer because they're sort of like escrow accounts. And so that money years ago was allocated to legal services programs. But interest rates are now so low that those funds are almost non-existent, and there are programs of high quality firing people because of it.
Thank you. An interesting clarification.
Yes, absolutely.
And conundrum.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So any other questions? We have a motion by Senator Leno. Please call the roll.
The motion is that the measure be returned to the Senate floor for consideration. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Harmon? Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Walters?
No.
Walters, no.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's out 3-1. Thank you. This meeting is adjourned.